الكبرى نعم هي من الدليل. מכאן לימד התורה דרך ארץ שלא יאכל אדם בשר אלא בלילה. Here the Torah taught us, since they asked for bread and meat they only got at night, that the derech eretz is to eat meat at night. Ivor amar abaya haiman de islay sudos alolechli alabiyamama. The Maaser says that a person should dafke, if he has one suda to eat, should eat in the daytime, because then he can enjoy it more, he can see it. Where it says ke'en yamama kamrina, means you have to have eat it in the light. You can eat it at night with artificial light. Rashi, Ke'en yamama bo'or havuka, to eat it with a torch, with the artificial light. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, b'tchilo ha-Yisrael domi ketanegolim shemenakrim ba'ashpa. Right? In the beginning, when they first went into the Midbar, they were like roosters that pecked around, eating all the time. Ad shebo Moshe v'kovel emzman suda. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came, and through the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, set up an orderly time for eating, morning and night. Zman suda beboker v'erev. Since we were talking before about the slav or whatever, Uksiv at Chodesh Yomim says that immediately they died when they ate the slav, and then it says that some people didn't die till a month later. Okay, so Beinanim la'alter, the Beinanim died right away, they didn't suffer. La'alter Mesu, Rishoyim itstarim v'hochan at Chodesh Yomim. The Rishoyim, they lingered on for a month. Vayishtechu. They spread it out, the slav, so it's a mud in the lashon. Could have said other lashonos. So it comes to be meramez that they were chayiv shchita. Shatoach tana mishmed Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha al tikre shatoach ela shochut. Malamed shiyored lohem liyisrael im haman. Dover Shaton Shrita, that with the man fell what's it called, the slav, which needed Shrita. Omar Rebbe, the Chimikana Talavi, that's where you learn the slav fell with the man, Valo Kvarnem, or Vayamta Aleim, Ka'ofar She'er, the Kachol Of Konof, so the Mithaeris, that the Rabban Shalom rained down upon them both the man and the slav. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Vizovachto Kasher Tzvisicha, right, and an oaf needs shchita. How do you know? Because it says v'savakta kasher tzivisicha malamet shenistava moshal ha'deshet ve'lakona al rov echad ba'oaf al rov shnayim be'behema. Right? All the halachas of shchita were said bal peh. And one of the halachas was that you have to shecht at least one simen by an oaf. Elamat talmud lomar shatuach malamet shiyored lohem mishtichim mashtichim. There were layers and layers of man that fell, layers of layers of slav. Rashi, shiyored lohem dover shaton shchita umalamet shaslav dover shaton shchita hi. Here we learn that the slav was something that needed shchita, that a bird needs shchita. So Mar says you don't learn from here. V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha v'lo matzino b'torah tzivui hazvicha heich. We don't find anywhere the Torah specifically speaks about how to do shchita. And here it says, you should check like I told you. As must be told in bal peh. Mikanat olamit shenimtzru halachas shchita al peh. Mashtichim, haslav hoya osu with neyam ala oretz, mashtichim. Right, layers. Okay. Ksiv lechem, uksiv shemen. Uksiv dvash. Om Rav Yossi by Daman. Calls it lechem, shemen, and dvash. So it's a shad hashemen. And kitzapichis bedvash. So Omar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, le noorim lechem, for youngsters it was like bread. Le zkeinim shemen, for zkeinim it's hard for them to eat bread, so for them it was like oil. Le tinokos dvash, and for the tinokos it was like honey. Rashi, lechem yofel bachurim, le shemen le zkeinim, with dvash le tinokos. Ksiv shemen, ketam le shad hashemen. The Einzer Loshen Shuman doesn't mean fat. It means oil. El Loshen Shemen. L'thicha tam el nokud l'mala. Right? L'shad ha-shemen, ad ha-shonein. Shonein would be milera. And this is Mila'el. Umem shalo nokut patach cotton. Right? And even though it says shomen, but that's because it's sof pasuk. Well, if ishu sof pasuk, nepechashin li nokid become its gottle. But really, it's shomen is really should be lashad hashemen, or shamen. And it's not shomen, meaning fat. Ksiv slav, ukrin and slav. It's written slav with a shin, and it's red like it would be a samach, a sin. Omri b'chanina, tzadikim ochlin also b'shalva. Tzadikim eat it b'shalva, as if it would be with a shin. Rishoyim ochlin also v'domelem kisiluyin. And the Rishoyim ate it, and it was like thorns, the slav. Kisiluyim kotsim b'loshan arami. Omri b'chanin b'rava, dalad mine slavhein. The four kinds of slav. The Eluhain. Sikhli, Kivli, Upisioni, Uslav. Ma'alya de Kulo Sikhli. The best kind of Slav is called Sikhli. Griya de Kulu Slav. And the worst kind is called Slav Stam. Bahave Kitsiporta. It's like a little bird. Umosvinin lo betanura. This is the worst kind of Slav. It's like a bird, what's it called, that they put in the oven. Right? The Hagos HaBach has an extra thing. V'avik itchiporto umolchule, you salt it, umosvinile b'tanura, v'tofach, and it expands. V'rabi ademoli tanura, it expands so it fills up the whole oven. Demaskinle, umosvinile atlesarithe, right? And you put it, it's so fat, you put it on 13 different pieces of bread, ubasraisa dekulo elo necheles ela al yidei, taruvas, and it's so fatty that even the last of the 13, after all 12 absorb the fat, the 13th is still so fatty you can't eat it by itself, you have to eat it together with other things. Rashi, mosvinin lo betanura, kach min hogam, litzlo shipudeyim betanur. They used to make their, what's it called, roasted things in an oven, not over an open fire. The tofach mirov shom lo he nitpach v'nasa av, because it's so fatty, when you roast it, broil it, it expands. Aklesa rifi zu al zu, rife kikros. If you put it on 13 breads, one on top of the other, the bottom one is so saturated with oil that you can't eat it alone. The tachtona inu necheles mirov ashomen hanivlaba v'choshkin olyo. Surely the top ones are saturated with oil. Rav Yehuda mishtakech lei beidoni. Rav Yehuda used to find these slav, what's it called, between his kelim. Mishtakech lei hoyinim tzos lo bein chaviyosa, between his barrels. Shoyim amtsim lo meshamin hashamayim, they brought the slav to him. He didn't have to go out and look for it. He had these minim, what's it called, make their nests amongst his barrels. Rav Chisda mishtakech lei beitzivi. Rav Chisda found it in his woodshed. Rava Maisali Arise Kolyoma. And Rava, his sharecropper, would bring him slav every day. From Meagma, from the, what's it called, Hagos HaBach, adds, for he was to bring it from the swamps. Yoma Chadlo Aisi. And one day, he didn't bring it to him. Omar Maihai, right? What's going on? Solik Leigra. Shamai Elianuka de Komer Shamati Vatirgas Bitni. He went up to the roof and he heard a kid repeating a pasuk. This is one of the something that's like a simin min hashamayim. The pasuk Vashamati Vatirgas Bitni. Omer Shmami no nachshed Rav Chisda. The reason I didn't get my slav today is because Rav Chisda was nifter. Right? He heard the tinnik saying that something terrible happened, a calamity happened. I heard the news and my stomach was upset, right? Was agitated. So he realized that the bad news was Rav Chisda had died. Ubadl. And the male he stopped to eat, what's it called? He didn't eat that day. Rashi. Rav Chisda chamua de Rava having. Rav Chisda was the father-in-law of Rava. The Rabbo Havin, he was also his Rebbe. Ubadl Rabba, Ubadl Rabba, Beschus HaRav, Hoya Ochel HaTalmid. Ubedil Rabba Orchel Talmida. Right, and Rav Chisda realized that he was getting this slav every day. Rava realized that he was getting this slav every day in the schus of his father-in-law, Rav Chisda. And Mele, when Rav Chisda died, the slav stopped coming. Ksiv atal shichva satal, uksiv arede satal. Mashma, the tal was above the man. And here it says, Mashma, that the tal was beneath the man. Right? Vatal shichva satal, vihine apne amidbar, kshoy atal ole min haaretz, likra sachama, kedarko, hayanira apne amidbar, dach mechuspas. When the tal evaporated, that's when you saw the man. Lamadnu shoy atal bechasis haman. The tal was above the man. Ad shosh atal ole likra sachama. Uksiv yerid haman olav. It's master that the man fell on top of the tal. Not that the tal was above. Alma tal milmata. So it says, Om Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Tal Milmala, the Tal Milmata, the Doma Kamishamunach Bekufsa. Right? And the Tal was both above and beneath the Mon. Because of that, some people have the Minig, not just to cover the Lecha Mishnah, Zecher Lamon, but to have something under it too. Right? To have a covering under the Lecha Mishnah and above it. Dak Mechuspas, Omresh Lakish Dobrishini Muach al Pisa Sayad. Mechuspas means something that melts in your mouth, melts on your hand. So the mon was something that melted on your hand. Kufsa Ashkaromalaz is a box. Nimach al Pisa Sayad, Mechuspas Notrikan. It's a Notrikan of Mechuspas, Nimach al Pisa Sayad. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Dobrishin Nivla Bemasayim Viarboy Mushmona Aivorim. What's it called? That it's absorbed into the 248 Ivarim, and there's no psolus. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. There was no waste. It was totally absorbed into the body. And the word mechuspas is 248. Somewhere it says not. It's six more. Mechuspas tuva have. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok mechuspas ksiv. It says it without a vav. Without a vav, it's exactly 248. Nivla beivorim eno yotzim mina meayim. There's no waste. Tomer Rabbanan lechem avirim ochal ish lechem shemalochi ashores ochlin also divrei bekiva. This is the food of malochi ashores. Shenemru dvorim tnei Rabbi Shmuel omer lohem tzuva omru loli akiva akiva toisa. Go and tell Rabbi Kiva you made a mistake. The chi malochi ashores ochlin lechem. The malochim don't eat bread. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was amongst the Malachim, didn't eat. Kol shein the Malachim themselves don't eat. Elamani mekayim abirim, lechem shenivla b'masayim v'arboim mushmona eivorim. That's abirim. It's totally absorbed into the body. And the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel, whether the Malachim eat bread or not, the Vazir don't eat physical bread. The Maral says, the question is, the mon was basically gave spiritual sustenance, right? But it was a physical thing. So Shaila is, do the malachim also have some kind of physical food that gives them spiritual sustenance? Or is it by the malachim totally spiritual, unlike the mon, which had a physical side to it? The Maaseh says in the Midbar in Pashas it applied then that they had to, when they went to the bathroom, they had to leave the Machaneh and cover up what they did. The Chor, according to this, in the Midbar, they never went to the bathroom. Where it says, Dvorim shetigre umos ha'olam mochrim osamahem. Didn't come from the Mon. They ate other things in the Midbar. Things that people sold them, merchants came and sold them. Those things, Taka, produced waste. So they did go to the bathroom in the Midbar, but not from the Mon. Rabbi Lezer ben Prata Omer, af dvorim shetigre umos ha'olam mochrim, Mon batigan. No, even the things they ate that weren't Mon, the Mon had an influence on it, and they still didn't go to the bathroom. After they were chote and they complained about the mon lemaisa didn't have that effect anymore, and it produced waste. Rashi, after they were misloning on the mon, from that point on, they had to go to the bathroom. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adi obarti yu kebalachi ashores. Achshav ani matriach osom sholosh parsos. I said you would be like Malach Eshar, you should not go to the bathroom. And now that you complained about the man, the man's going to produce waste, and you're going to have to go three parcels out of the machane to what's it called, to go to the bathroom. How do you know the machane Israel was three parcels? Because it says, the machane took up from Ovel Hashitim from Yishimos. I saw that area. It was three parcels long. When they went to the bathroom, they didn't go on the side of the machane or in front, only behind, because they knew they weren't going to go back there. So when they were finished there, they were going ahead. Rashi, lo lifneim lo lechideim, she'in yodim le'ezet tzad anonim holchim. They didn't know which way the anon is going to go, so they didn't go in front or to the side, but they went behind the machane, because they knew the anonim weren't going to go backwards. Ela lachoreim, the yodim heim shelo yazu lachoreim. Even though there were certain masos that they did go back. The pashas, they didn't go just go back the same exact way, they went a roundabout way or whatever. They had to return to that place. And therefore the people at one end of the machne had to go to the other end of the machne three parcels to get out of the machne to go to the bathroom. The atan of shenu yvesha ain kol amru osid man zesh et kipach v'meyeh. Right, they complained about the man that they never went to the bathroom. They said it's at one day, right, this is all going to come out. Right, there's no human being that eats and doesn't have waste. The Gra takes out the next things. The next thing is Dvorim Sheboin Lehem Medinas Hayom. Things that were sold for them for people who brought them from other places. Like we had before. This is just a repeat. It's a mistake. It's a repeat of what the Gemara said before in the wrong place. Okay. Dover acher lechem abirim ochal ish. Right. What's the pasuk? Lechem abirim ochal ish. Ze Yoshua shiur loman kineged kol Yisrael. Ksiv hacha ish uksiv hasam kach lechas Yoshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo. Right. Ze Yoshua shalla im Moshe ad chumei ahar. When Moshe was on the har for 40 days and 40 nights, Yoshua stood at the foot of the mountain. Shenemar vayoka Moshe v'Yoshua mishorso vayal Moshe l'har Sinai. The himtin lo Yoshua shom called them Yob. Yoshua was waiting for him when he came down by the eagle. Shenemar vayishma Yoshua eskola ambereyo l'madnu shalo haya imoyim. The shom haya yored l'man kineged kol Yisrael. Yoshua was alone and the man fell for him just as it fell for all of Klal Yisrael. Right? Gemara says maybe Ish is not Yoshua, maybe it's Moshe, right? The Ema Moshe, the Chesiv Ish Moshe on the Maod Ish Ha Ish Moshe. Gemara says no, we have a choice to learn from Ish or Ha Ish. Better to learn from Ish. Done in Ish Me Ish, right? Ish Yoshua, right? Ish Asher Ruach Bo from Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish, and not Ish Me Ha Ish. Ve'ain done in Ish Me Ha Ish. Okay.